The world's largest computer maker may stop making computers.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The global market sell-off continues overseas this morning, and one stock that's been dropping more than the rest of the pack is Hewlett-Packard. The world's largest computer maker said yesterday it's considering spinning off its personal computer business and buying a British software company. For more, we turn to John Moe, the host of Marketplace Tech Report, who is with us live. Good morning.
Hey, Jeremy.
So, John, I know that personal computers are passe at this point, but with HP potentially getting out of the business altogether, it seems kind of sudden.
Yeah, sure does. But HP is moving toward the cloud philosophy, which a lot of people are, and that means people demanding less from their home PC in the long run. And at the same time it's turning toward the cloud, they're going to start putting a lot of focus on business computers. So you might see HP products at work, but they just might not follow you home.
And is this something that all of the big computer makers are going to be doing soon?
Well, everyone's moving to the cloud lately. Obviously, Google, Apple, Amazon all have huge new products there. As for shifting to business computing, I mean, IBM did that a while ago, and there weren't a lot of copycats, so we don't quite know for sure yet.
So, John, what's the future for Hewlett-Packard at this point?
Murky. HP just announced that it's killing its tablets and phones, including the touchpad tablet they just launched, which has been kind of a stinker in terms of sales. Remember, HP bought Palm last year in part to expand its mobile offerings, and now it's saying, okay, well, that didn't work. We're going to shut mobile down. So all we know at the moment is that HP is taking radical action. They're taking big steps. We'll just see where those steps take them.
Marketplace Tech Report host John Moe. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Well, there are reports this morning that Bank of America will cut 3,500 jobs over the next few months, and the bank is working on restructuring plans that will axe several thousand more. We continue our special coverage now, break down our economy one step at a time, with our senior business correspondent, Bob Moon, who is here live. Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
So why is Bank of America doing this?
Well, I can answer that with a question. When's the last time you got a loan? Demand for new loans is down. And B of A is, like many banks, still carrying the burden of those bad home loans on their books. And it's making it tough to make money. That helps explain why Bank of America shares have lost almost half their value so far this year. And the quickest way to boost the bottom line and attract investors is laying off workers. I spoke to Christopher Whalen this morning at Institutional Risk Analytics. He says the irony is B of A is in the wrong kind of growth business right now. It's working through all those bad mortgages.
They're still hiring in the back office. If you're talking about people who can work on foreclosed real estate or deal with legal issues for all the litigation they're in, they're hiring.
And Whalen says that's not the way for a bank to make money or stay solvent for that matter. And Jeremy, in explaining the layoffs, B of A CEO Brian Moynihan reportedly sent a memo to senior executives saying the company owes it to customers and shareholders to stay competitive.
Marketplace senior business correspondent Bob Moon. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are lower, as we said, again this morning in overseas trading, down about 3% in Hong Kong, 3.5% in Frankfurt right now, almost 2% in London. Gold has surged to $1,863 an ounce this morning. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow fell 419 points, about 3.7%, to close at 10,990.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896, AllianzUSA.com, and by Reputation.com, protecting online privacy by removing your personal data from the Internet and stopping unwanted email, Reputation.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Well, the S&P downgrade of the U.S. credit rating doesn't appear to be hurting Uncle Sam's ability to borrow money. Yesterday, the rate on 10-year Treasury bonds fell to its lowest level in at least 50 years. As for individuals with a less-than-stellar credit rating, though, well, Marketplace's David Brancaccio says it's costing some people their jobs. He'll be focusing on that this weekend on our consumer finance show, Marketplace Money. He joins us now to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So, of course, David, a lousy credit rating can hurt your ability to get a loan, but a job?
Yeah, it turns out 6 in 10 companies surveyed said that they check some applicant's credit report when you go in to get a job. I spoke with a woman named Saran Scholler in Chicago. She had finished her master's degree with the economy tanking is when she gets done her master's degree back in 2008. So she can't find work, can't pay her student loans. Then she goes in for a job where she does seem to have experience and qualifications, ironically in human resources work is what the job is going to be. She doesn't hear back. And then when she calls...
The recruiter told me that she had taken a look at my background doing a credit check, and my credit was an issue and they could not hire me.
Wow. So can recruiters actually see your credit score?
Not your score, but they can see a lot about you looking at the report. I mean, you can divine whether or not you buy your shoes at Nordstrom or Payless, an expert told me, if you're behind on the bills for a medical condition. A human resources expert told me that he can see why some people would find this, quote, creepy. But in some cases, a job in banking, for instance, the expert argued that this kind of check makes some sense. A new study, however, could not find, this is the important part, Jeremy, any link at all between credit score and job performance.
Well, no link, but I guess it sounds like we have to now be careful about what we borrow if we want to get a job somewhere.
Borrow or spend? That's the big issue we're probing this weekend on Marketplace Money. If we don't spend, life gets drained from the U.S. economy. But surely we're supposed to save during these tough times. A paradox by any other name.
Economy 4.0 correspondent David Brancaccio, who will be hosting Marketplace Money this weekend. David, thanks.
It is my pleasure, Jeremy.
And finally, to Forney, Texas, where 11-year-old Caroline Gonzalez got to be mayor for a day, and her first order of business was changing the name of Main Street to Justin Bieber Way. Unfortunately for Mayor Gonzalez, though, the Justin Bieber street sign was stolen. Her father told the Dallas Morning News he's never seen her so mad. A new sign was put up yesterday and is supposed to remain in place until Monday. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. A little Bieber from APM, American Public Media.
A credit downgrade, isn't that one of the four horsemen?
If we don't get out from under the AA rating, we may have to pay a slightly higher interest rate, but it's not the end of the world.
I guess not. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Our not quite so perfect credit rating. Next time on Marketplace, it's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.